I'm poet Brenda Shaughnessy, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Sometimes I wonder where I'd put my own despair and grief without poetry. When I read a poem in which a poet put her pain, I choose to feel it, wondering what she did with it, how she transformed it. From this, I get a real burst of heartfelt connection, a glimpse into another way to live. Sometimes I have to try to see far past what the light years will let me see, in order to see the most intimate of personal truths. Sometimes I imagine life in relation to the planets and the stars. Reading a poem isn't the same as reading a horoscope. It's more like trying to interpret the night sky without constellation charts, relying on memory and imagination to make the stars into a story we can understand. Sometimes a poet has to bend the laws of physics a bit to press out her complicated truth. Today's poet, Lo Kwa Mayen, gathers everything, what she will never have, as well as what's at her fingertips, and makes it all sing. As she says, "I needed something, so I sang it." The poet reaches way past her grasp, indeed, way past her body and self, where private realities take new shape. They become something that other folks can see and feel with new perspective. It's like the way crop circles appear to be just a strip of dead grass if you're standing on the ground, but from above you can see the clear patterns and the bigger picture. In this poem, "Through a Glass Through Which We Cannot See," a temple, a shrine, and an altar are conduits to a far, invisible dimension. They connect the poet with a planet, a star, a moon. That way she can transform her suffering, her anguish becoming something alien and beautiful, but still hers. In this poem, she can wear a storm like a red dress, turn the sky into a skin, and she can draw back from it to reincorporate the bigger picture, the dead star still bright. This is Lo Kwa Mayen's "Through a Glass Through Which We Cannot See Ourselves." A dead star is the only luminary around for years. We see it a temple, then sack it. I needed something, so I sang it. Oh, my Jupiter, magnetic war dreamer who still swings by, and lo, I couldn't wear my red, red storm on the bright outside for 500 years. I was a part, all surface, madly mirrored across the world, just a stare and kissing back a false dreamer in the basement shrine. The sofa would make no amends for being an altar. The moon, too, had to be hauled up from there. Once now a needle, she tattooed the sweeping rib of sky with the shape of a young woman's bark. Once I saw the alarming and cooled heart of myself, the swallower, an expert of damage but not of repair in myself, and found new ways to give it all away. Made a gun of two fingers and a thumb. Jerked to the throat, hunting and turning in the dark. And oh, bright star of disaster, I have been lit. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.